House Democrats say it's obvious Republican leaders are turning their backs on the renewables industry. Representative Casey Weinstein of Hudson says carving wind and solar out of the, quote, clean air credits program make this bill a big step in the wrong direction.
This is a slap in the face to Ohioans. It's to me, the world's upside down, because we've got a growing industry bringing clean air, helping kids and families.
The previous bill would have created the Ohio Clean Air Program, charging residential ratepayers $2.50 a month, with higher charges for commercial and industrial users, generating a pot of $300 million for clean air credits. That money would go mostly to nuclear plants, but also wind and solar. Now, the bill only charges $1 a month for residents, for a pot of $190 million. And because wind and solar are cut, mostly all the money goes to nuclear power. Republicans were split over the bill, and Democrats were skeptical. Before the major changes were implemented, Democrats had proposed increasing the renewable energy standards, which Republicans oppose. But they hoped Republican leadership would make those changes to the bill to bring in more bipartisan support. But now,
it just removes the pretense and the theatrics from it. It's a corporate bailout that's been in the making for a long time.
There's a sense among critics of the bill that specifically writing solar and wind out of what's dubbed a clean air bill is a complete dismissal of the industry. But House Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chair Nino Vitale says of the wind and solar industry,
they were not interested in having a fund that they could access for clean energy.
Wind and solar companies have been fighting against the bill's repeal of the renewable energy standards. The changes are a complete shift in what has been Ohio's alternative energy policy for more than 10 years. In 2008, state lawmakers almost unanimously approved the renewable energy and energy efficiency standards, requiring utilities to invest in those sources. But it's no secret that House Speaker Larry Householder and many of his fellow Republicans don't like those policies.
They've been in place 11 years, and we have 3% of our generation in this state's renewable, and only 2% of that solar or wind. So it's been a complete failure.
The bill also takes on another lingering energy issue. The Ohio Valley Electric Corporation, or OVEC, owns two coal plants, the Kiger Creek plant near Gallipolis and the Clifty Creek plant in Indiana. The energy bill writes in Ohio law that utilities can continue charging customers up to $2.50 a month for subsidies that help prop up those coal plants through 2030. This could help avoid any potential rejection in future PUCO rate cases. As Trish Demeter with the Ohio Environmental Council Action Fund summarizes,
this bill is not an all-of-the-above approach whatsoever. The bill favors heavily coal and nuclear power and totally crushes renewable energy opportunity in the state.
With the nuclear and coal subsidy language combined, residential ratepayers could see a total charge of $3.50 a month on their electric bills. Republican supporters say that's better than the $4.39 on average residents paid for renewable and efficiency programs. However, supporters of the efficiency program say they helped bring down the bottom line of monthly electric bills. It's still unknown whether the bill has enough support to get voted out of the House chamber. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.